Welcome to the Facilitating Implementation Decisions Meeting unit. This unit is from the Fundamentals of Health Workflow Process Analysis and Redesign component. In one lecture, this unit covers the processes and logistics necessary for conducting the critical meeting in which healthcare setting personnel will review and streamline the redesigned process workflow diagrams in preparation for implementing quality improvement and the integration of the EHR. This unit provides the healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist with tools for conducting the meeting and initial plans for implementing the change. There are many methods for group facilitation. Here I will only discuss key concepts and provide references to resources that you can use as you develop your skills and portfolio of tools for meeting facilitation. Upon successful completion of this unit, you should be able to plan and conduct or facilitate a decision-making meeting, present a walkthrough of a decision-making meeting, prepare a presentation to communicate findings of a workflow process analysis to healthcare facility decision-makers, and document those decisions that are made and the actions identified in the decision-making meeting. By describing the results of the process analysis and redesign conducted in the clinical setting and explaining how the health process analysis and redesign and meaningful use are related to the workflow process analysis, the workflow process analyst and redesign specialist should be able to lead the meeting participants through a discussion to identify which of the clinical workflow component changes the clinic staff wants to implement, prioritize these changes, identify participant roles in the change process, and finally, describe how the new workflow processes might differ from the current processes. The topics covered in this unit include coordinating a decision-making meeting, using appropriate group methods to discuss and make decisions on inefficiencies, identifying opportunities for streamlining manual and computer-aided processes, and the transition from analysis and redesign to implementation planning, and we will also give examples of the plan content. In the analogy from Tom DeMarco, an early pioneer and thought leader in process analysis, whose 1979 book, Structured Analysis and System Specification, was introduced in Unit 1 of this component, if procedure-like dance resists description, and individuals in process analysis and redesign jobs are experts at both describing the dance and choreographing a better one, then the work of the implementation decision-making meeting is to not only choreograph a better one, but to streamline, define, and optimize the best workflow process design for guiding the quality improvement. Many professional facilitators will agree with this quote: a single effective meeting will substantially change the capacity of a group to achieve the desired outcome. To facilitate such a meeting requires good leadership, a well-planned strategy, the appropriately selected group processes, and a good understanding of the culture of meeting participants. And finally, the coordination of these four layers. When all of these come together, the meeting enables the group to face reality of the current process, identify unused potential for improvement, and finally to commit to action or buy-in to the implementation plan. The goals of the implementation's decision-making meeting is to make the healthcare process workflow as good or as effective as possible by reviewing and streamlining the workflow diagrams generated in the redesign effort and using the experience and skills of healthcare personnel involved in the processes to be streamlined. We should recognize that the process changing is actually an ongoing effort. This is because the requirements of the process are also changing. It would be accurate to say that we are shooting at a moving target. The process requirements change because the requirements of the customer or patient change or increase. Technology changes and improves over time. The healthcare setting changes. There are new treatment guidelines, new devices and drugs available for use with the patient. And the payment mechanisms change through Medicare, Medicaid, and third-party payers. This is all within the contextual framework of meaningful use of IT. At this point, we have analyzed the as-is process and redesigned the as-is process to create a plan. We now have a to-be process. In this unit, we will discuss methods for working with the decision makers in the healthcare setting and leading them through discussions to determine which of the changes in the workflow process are important to implement, the priority of the implementation, and the specifics of the quality improvement process changes by identifying areas for eliminating redundancy, streamlining patient and information flow, and identifying any wasted effort that can be addressed. One tool for this is the patient flow diagram. Remember, the goal is to select the best solution to improve the processes. This meeting has multiple purposes. The primary purpose is to streamline the redesigned workflow diagrams. In this way, the decisions made should establish rapid, efficient information sharing, preserve established workflow when appropriate, build consensus as necessary on the final redesign plans, and build buy-in of the participants to the changes proposed, and finally, provide those decisions for the implementation report. Facilitation concerns itself with all the tasks needed to run a productive and impartial meeting. It serves the need of any group who are meeting with a common purpose, whether it be making a decision, solving a problem, or simply exchanging ideas and information. The facilitator does not lead the group, nor does he try to distract or to entertain. As this decision-making, consensus-building facilitator, the role of the workflow analyst and redesign specialist is to establish group norms, manage time, describe your role in the meeting, describe the participants' role in the meeting, walk through the redesign process workflow diagrams, establish ground rules for the meeting, such as how do you suggest a change, how do you make decisions, and finally, the role is to listen to and document the feedback. Active listening is critical because without listening, too many errors will be made in the documentation and insufficient details will be provided in the implementation plan to address the needs of the process redesign. Finally, the facilitator's role is to incorporate changes in the process diagrams and subsequently document these changes in a meeting report. The meeting participants are to work within the established ground rules. Their role is to suggest changes to the redesign process workflow diagrams and provide reality checks to the process. The participants should identify corrections of any errors identified in the to-be process design, identify reformatting or revisions needed for the workflow diagrams, and identify training needs for the new processes. It is expected that all participants will actively contribute in the meeting. Some key elements of success need to be discussed. There are so many methods of developing group consensus through meeting management that there is actually an internet site for selecting the best fit for a meeting's needs. For our purposes, it is sufficient to note the following key elements of success. The first, involvement of key personnel who have thought through potential solutions. Involvement of key personnel results in ownership of the idea's solutions and develops commitment for implementation. Immediate focus on changes which will make the greatest possible contribution to meaningful use. And the last element of success is the initial implementation planning is begun in a debriefing wrap-up session at the conclusion of the decision-making meeting. We will only look at three facilitation methods here. They are the focus conversation, consensus workshop, and action planning methods. The focus conversation method is a common sense approach which leads naturally to a meaningful exchange of ideas. This is actually more useful in surfacing new ideas and solutions and stimulating candid feedback, which is actually used earlier in the process. The consensus workshop method will be useful in this decision-making meeting. This structured process is so engaging, people are energized getting to consensus. This method will tap rational and intuitive thought processes, integrate diverse ideas, generate practical and creative solutions, and allow you to develop group consensus. The action planning method may also be useful here. The practical steps will help groups plan, organize resources, and build commitment. Here you want to visualize a successful result, analyze the current reality, create a practical plan, and maximize the group's involvement. Here, we address four aspects of facilitation. The first is making arrangements for the meeting. The practical arrangements will be arranged or managed by the facilitator. It is important to consider in detail the location and layout of the room and to understand why the meeting is being held and to assure that all stakeholders are invited and able to attend. The second is setting the agenda. The facilitator needs to understand in detail how each item on the agenda is to be tackled, how long it should take, and then use techniques that will allow participants to understand all the issues at stake and all the alternative courses of action. Understanding the group norms will prevent the facilitator from making assumptions about the way people interact and will enable you to adapt to the ways of different cultures and different organizations. Understanding the group dynamics will assure that the facilitator remains aware of undercurrents, both verbal and nonverbal, which may indicate problems the group is having. As a facilitator, it is important that you try to assist the group in becoming aware of these.
There are multiple approaches you can use in leading this discussion. The following should be considered when planning your meeting. The first is discussing the reformatting or the revisions of your workflow diagrams. One way to do this is to walk through the redesigned workflow process diagrams and incorporate changes into these diagrams. You may want to provide and get feedback on the workflow process redesign and then discuss the training needs of the new processes.
As discussed earlier, the staff in these healthcare facilities are very busy people, and the decision-making team may be coming in during their off time to participate in the meeting, or they may be rescheduling patient care to work on this effort. It is important to prepare, and prepare carefully with great detail for this meeting, in order to best use their very valuable time. Thus, select the appropriate participants for the meeting, then prepare a detailed agenda, which should include a description of the proposed redesign, a description of the to-be process and the gaps, as well as how group processes will be used to develop implementation tests and the test for consensus on decision making. Finally, be sure to prepare a review of the redesigned reports. Develop exercises where each member of the team will independently write down issues identified in the walkthrough of the redesign process diagrams. And for logistics, assure that appropriate settings and materials are available. Flip charts, post-it notes, markers, and plenty of wall space on which to post it.
In this meeting, it is important to identify those processes that are ripe for improvement, those that can increase satisfaction, compliance, and meaningful use of health IT, appeal to the patients, clinicians, and administrators. Some healthcare providers can show how much a change can improve services in specific areas. It is useful to review best practices in other healthcare facilities for items to discuss. Best practice far exceeds healthcare service.
This is an exercise to help the student recognize and identify processes that should be further analyzed as good candidates for process improvement. In this exercise, first, identify topics that are ripe for improvement in your organization, or use your current topic. Once you have selected the topic, list specific ways in which each topic meets the selection criteria. Define the gap, include outcome measures, identify the good examples, and identify the business implications in your selected setting. Pause the slides now and complete this exercise. Capsonal, Langley, and Hupke, in an IHI Innovation Series white paper titled Innovations in Planned Care, identified four key elements of the service delivery system as the care team, patient activation, clinical information systems, and leadership. They stated that only when all four aspects of the system are changed simultaneously can organizations produce better outcomes without increased cost. Consider categorizing your identified processes into these four areas as noted above.
Group decision-making is a process which results in the selection of a course of action. Decision-making always results in a choice. There are multiple systems of group decision-making. These include consensus decision-making, which requires that a majority of the group approve a given course of action. If the minority opposes the course of action, consensus systems require that the proposed actions be modified to remove or modify those features where there is lack of agreement until the entire group agrees on the plan. The second system includes voting-based methods. Voting-based methods appropriate for this course include majority voting and plurality. Majority voting requires that more than 50% of the group members agree. This implies that some members of the team will not agree with the course of action. A plurality is where the largest block of the group decides, even if it is less than a majority. It is not necessarily recommended for making the streamlining decisions that you will be needing to make because it doesn't guarantee the buy-in that is needed from the team. The last system, which we will not use but feel we need to mention here, is a dictatorship. A dictatorship is, of course, the state where one individual determines the course of action. It is important for the facilitator to analyze the culture and the decision-making style currently in the healthcare setting. Discuss this with the clinic to determine current and/or preferred decision-making styles and incorporate this information into the meeting plans for decision-making. In the healthcare field, the steps of making a decision may be remembered with the mnemonic BRAND, B-R-A-N-D, which includes benefits of the actions, risk of the action, alternatives of the prospective action, nothing, that is doing nothing at all, and decision. When conducting the meeting, be sure to identify the intent or purpose of the meeting, the working assumptions of the meeting. The working assumptions create an atmosphere of respect in the room without being moralistic with rules. Some examples of working assumptions are: everyone has knowledge that is valuable in this exercise. We need everyone's input to create the best design. There are no wrong answers or suggestions. The corollary of this, of course, is that there are no right answers or suggestions, only the best we can come up with given our limitations. Other assumptions include the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and everyone will listen to others and everyone will be heard. It is also important to establish up front how much time will be needed and how the meeting will run. Be aware that some people in the group will not be willing to move at the pace of the slowest member. In Unit 6, the important process changes and redesign were identified. Walk through this information, question each step, make sure the meeting participants and decision makers understand the who, what, when, where and how, and even why all decisions were made. In a walkthrough, you can identify the process gaps and inefficiencies, identify changes that are important and possible, and prioritize the changes in order of importance to that clinic. Consider reviewing the process diagrams by performing a walkthrough from the perspective of each participant, the patient, the receptionist, the doctor, and others. This is an exercise to help you start building your toolbox of useful documents and aids for facilitating decision-making meetings in the healthcare setting. Using the patient intake and clinic visit process in the following slide, create a meeting agenda to review this process, make decisions about what needs to be changed, and prioritize those decisions. Next, design a form for capturing decisions agreed upon by the group. After you do this, restart the slides and we will talk through the results. Pause the slides now. At a global level, you will want to include at least the following items in your agenda: introductions, a review of the documentation of the process analysis and redesign, expected meeting products, and a closing or closeout of your meeting. Depending on the size of the group and the complexity of the process redesign, it is likely that a more detailed agenda will be required. It is important to introduce the meeting, the participants in the meeting and their role in this meeting, and the scope of work for this one group discussion. Also, the review of the redesign process should include the mapping methodology selection, a facilities map, the list of functions performed, the process map of the key or identified processes and changes, personnel interviewed, all regulations associated with the redesign workflow diagram, any process issues that are already known, and any other supporting documents that will facilitate or help facilitate the discussion. When planning for the implementation decision making, focus the group on specific products expected from this meeting, such as immediately identifiable redundancies or inefficiencies in the process, quick wins or critical issues, communication plans for identified or critical issues. Think about a process gap analysis, an electronic health record improvement analysis, and the final recommendations. Finally, the meeting closeout should clearly identify meeting accomplishments and next steps. Examples include meeting deliverables, the report delivery date, final healthcare setting implementation plans, the report dissemination plan, when will it be ready, who will get copies. You also need to include an implementation strategy selection and an EHR plan and recommendations. The following two slides contain example forms for capturing decisions agreed upon by the group in the meeting. How do these compare with yours? Are there items that you would like to add? This is one example of a table that can be used for capturing meeting results. This focuses on the as-is process, the to-be, additional actions required, and the responsible person for each of these actions. This is a second example that focuses on the brand, benefits, risk, alternatives, doing nothing, and decision level of document. Like closing a sale, the wrap-up section of the meeting presents preliminary results and conclusions, secures buy-in, and provides a prioritized plan for implementation. Finally, the meeting report provides complete documentation of all results. It should also provide a concise executive summary of the objectives, goals, critical process issues, and results or plans from the meeting. In packaging this report, the report should be long enough to address all details and decisions, provide sufficient information to justify the decisions, and lead the way forward. It should be sufficient to accomplish the change goals. It should address only the redesign changes. It may be a good idea to organize it by the process workflow redesign. Be as specific as possible when writing this report. Make recommendations actionable. Minimize redundancy or overlap. And be transparent. Transparency is necessary. Be sure to validate decisions with the team and identify the general process improvement opportunities.
In summary, this unit has provided strategies, tools, and aids for planning and conducting a decision-making meeting, presented examples of agenda and tables for conducting a walkthrough of a process, and finally provided tools for documenting the decisions made and the actions identified in a decision-making meeting. Additional strategies, tools, and aids for facilitating the actual implementation will be presented in Unit 9 of this component.
These references were used in preparing this lecture.